times have completely changed for us. We are so far away from the time that we were in the MySpace days, or the times that we didn't even have internet. We were navigating around our cities in our cars by figuring out how to get to point A and point B, or catching buses, or getting on a Greyhound, or even trying to catch a flight. Flights were easy to catch back in the day. But now we are living in this time on this earth where things are moving so rapidly, and that some of us are really getting left behind more mentally than we are getting left behind physically. We're getting left behind emotionally. We're getting left behind financially, health-wise. We're just getting so far behind because we're trying to keep up with everything that's going on. And I just had a conversation with one of my mentees where she was talking about how hard it is for someone to be in business, because you try so hard to stay afloat, and it feels like everything that you're doing is not enough. And that's because we are living in a time where everything has to be right now. Everything has to be on the moment, on the spot. Nothing takes time anymore. We have the power to stop time. We have the power to actually slow things down. Although here in South Florida, I don't know about other states, but I know in Florida we have the daylight saving times. And what they tend to do is they tend to push time back an hour, or push time forward 1 hour. So they're slowing down time just an hour. But we can slow down our time every day if we wanted to. And that's by not participating and what everyone else is doing, not conforming to what everyone else is doing. So my words would be, stop participating and just stop and pause. We are in a place right now that I feel like it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because it's a blessing to be able to have all of these opportunities and all of these devices and new technology that we have. But it's also a curse because it's so much that we're trying to understand and try to feel like we need to be a part of. We don't have to be a part of everything that comes out. First we had MySpace, then we had first we had MySpace, then we had Yahoo, then we had Hotmail, we have AOL, and then now we have no longer MySpace, then Facebook came along, then we got Facebook, and then here comes Twitter, and then here comes Instagram, and then here comes Vine. Vine ended up leaving, and then we have Snapchat. I don't know if Snapchat's still around, but I've never entertained it, but I do know we had that platform. And then we have Pinterest, which I really like Pinterest because to me it's very informative. It's more informative than it is about social. And then we have LinkedIn, and then we have Indeed, and then we have let's see what else we have. We have a Tumblr, and then we have Reddit. We have all these different platforms where we feel that we need to be a part of, and it's just running us ragged. It's running us raggedy. It's running us like rabbits. We're all over the place, and we don't have to participate. We need to focus on what we're doing every hour, every minute, every second, every instant, daily, so that way we can slow things down, and then we can think about things, and then we can write down things, and then we can read things, and then we can disconnect from all of this technology in this world, this third world that we're living in called virtual. It's a virtual world. And then life itself in reality doesn't seem real anymore, because everything is, we're all living on social media, we're all living on the internet, And we're all living on that. That Matrix movie has actually come to reality. That's where we are right now. And I definitely want to speak to the young people, because each year there's a new generation being born. Each year, because each year becomes another year of a generation being born. So yeah, each year there's a generation of new people being born, new spirits being entwined into a human form, and now they're coming into their part of the world, because by the time they become old enough to understand what is going on around them, then there's going to be something else new. So we're already in digital form, where everything is digital. You really don't have to have cash anymore. Everything is either credit card or Cash App or Venmo or Zelle or PayPal or whatever other options you have out there, because there are so many different ways for you to make a purchase. You can use your phone on, you could pay for things on your phone with your device. And so you don't even really need cash. Cash is going to be obsolete. I'll say in the next 5 to 10 years, we won't be using paper currency at all. It won't mean anything. We are going into some dimension right now with everything that's happening on this earth. We all have to understand that energy is real. Energy affects us all. We're all energy. And when we're on a different frequency with our energy, it tends to trip like a circuit breaker. We tend to trip. And I believe that's where that word comes from. You're tripping. Not to say, oh my gosh, you're a trip, like you're funny, but it's actually that your circuit breaker is tripping, because we're all energy. We're all energy, we're all spirits, we're all souls, and we're all experiencing this human life, this human world. And it's so much happening right now on this planet, because the planet itself is shifting. The planet itself is elevating, like it's moving up higher in the universe. Doing my research, I feel like the earth is going up. I'd rather go up than to come down. You know, I don't know where would it go, you know, coming down, but it's going up. And then because it does that turnaround, you know, with the sun rising and the sun setting, it also moves up. And so all of that is causing a high frequency effect to all of us. We have so much going on this planet with the souls and the spirits that's in these human forms, and they're experiencing all these bad things, because not all souls and spirits are good. Some are good. They just chose to experience bad things. And I'll say they are good. They just choose to experience bad things. And so this is what's happening right now with these genocidal war crimes, these wars over with Ukraine and Russia, you know, with the Palestinians and Israel, you know, and the Jews and all this that's going on, the Israelites and the Jews, you know, the blacks and the whites, you know, the police and the blacks and the Latins and the blacks. And it's just like everything is on a divide and conquer algorithm. That's basically what's going on. And that algorithm is energy. It is. It's energy. We have to start paying attention to what is happening. We have to start pacing ourselves. We have to start slowing down the energy so that the frequency that we're all on doesn't affect, because the frequency doesn't affect everyone, because the frequency that I'm on may not be the same frequency that you are on. My listeners, I may be on a frequency of calm, peaceful, balance. Don't want to be on the internet. Don't want to be on the grid. That's my frequency. I just want to enjoy the moment. I just want to enjoy this experience of a human life and just be here as long as I can. Somebody else's frequency may be want to party, want to smoke, want to have sex, you know, want to be very promiscuous and do all these different things. And it's not to judge you, because remember, we're spirits, we're souls experiencing a human life. So that frequency that spirit is on is something that they want to experience. That's not what I want to experience. They're also probably very hyper and very wired up all the time. Their frequency is probably on 1,000. And if you're around a person whose frequency is not that on that level, my frequency level may be at 5 or maybe at 2, because I'm level. That's just where I want to be. But if you're around a person who's constantly on this high wire frequency, they're going to pull you in and bring you into their matrix of their frequency. And then now you're going to gravitate to it, and it's contagious. I'm really just talking about a lot of things. It may seem like I'm, you know, talking about this, talking about that. It may not gel with you, or it may not make sense, but pay attention to what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is we have to pay attention to what is happening on the planet. We have to pay attention to who we are and understand who we are. Not so much as pay attention. We have to understand who we are. We have to understand where we've been, where we come from, to where we are now, and where we're going in the next 5-10 years. Add 10 years to your age now, and then ask yourself, what would you think? What do you think you'll be doing? Or what would you like to do? Or what would you like to experience in this human life from 5 to 10 years from now? Ask yourself that. The world we're living in is not what it seems to be. It is a world. It is a planet. But the planet itself, it's also energy. Each planet is energy. All planets have energy. Whether it's hot energy, whether it's cold energy, whether it's wet energy, whether it's giving life energy. Earth is giving life energy, because you can put a plant in the ground and a plant will grow. You could put a tree in the ground and the tree will grow, because the soil is energy. This is the planet is life. The only thing that I haven't seen or haven't researched or haven't got any information on this is when we bury the body of our loved ones, that doesn't grow. But the thing about it is, we're burying it in a box. But still, you know, you have had archaeologists dig up old bones, you know, from, you know, previous historical ancestors or historical dinosaurs they say that they have found underground, or even some giants that they say they have found the bones of from underground. But like I say, I haven't seen that to grow life, but it could have grown something else over it because it's underground. It could have grown grass. It could have grown a big tree. It could have grown beautiful flowers, or it just could be given life in the aura around where they found the bones. I know this may be off topic with my normal episodes on the show, but this is something that I really felt that I needed to talk about today, because I am that person. I am that spirit. I am that soul where these type of issues or matters or feelings need to be talked about. And there's a lot of people out there that feels this way. Some people are empaths and don't know that they're empaths. And an empath is a person who can feel other people's energy, who can feel other people's emotions and feelings, whether they're happy or sad, or knowing that something isn't right. And they don't necessarily have to be in their presence either. So for me to have this conversation, it's just something that I felt that was very heavy on my shoulder and my heart. And I wanted to come on and I wanted to share this. And hopefully it will resonate with some of you to say, man, that's me. Man, I understand what Sunny is saying about what's going on today on this planet. And then I want you all also to understand that we are 1 month away from completing the year of 2023, and we're about to go into 2024. And 2024 in the human world is the election year for presidents and all of that unnecessary hoopla that they do during election. Be careful out there. Be very careful, because this is the time when they start to sacrifice black men and women during the election so that they can get some type of big catastrophe to go on to make themselves look like they are the savior of us, and they're not. And it's always black people. It's never anybody else. It's always black people. They're always doing it. Just do your research and see every 4 years just before an election. Just look and see when they would have had a riot. It would either be before or during an election, or even after the election. Just do your research. I'm telling everybody that are black or people of color, and preferably mainly black men and women, and mainly black men, be careful out there. Watch, you know, what you're doing. Watch who you're around. Watch who you're rolling with. Watch who's in your circle. Don't do anything crazy. Try your best not to go and get tempted to do something, you know, get yourself in trouble, or you end up having to, you know, get caught by the cops. Just know they're going to beat your ass or they're going to kill you. So just understand that. Stay out of that way. Don't fall into that fog, and don't fall into that matrix of getting yourself in trouble and getting yourself in a position where to give these cops the opportunity and the privilege and the love and the excitement and the fun to kill a black man. Don't do it. And as well as women too, because there's a lot of you women out there, black women, that are doing some things that don't need to be done. So just be careful. Hold off. That's all I'm saying, because this is that time of year where it's like, you know, the year's coming to we're getting ready to complete the year. So it's like a bubble that's not a bubble. It's like a hole that's closing. And everybody that's supposed to be in that, inside of that hole, is the ones that's going to the next year. But if you don't get in that hole before it closed tight, you're going to be out. You're going to be left out. So that's why all these things start happening towards the end of the year. It always happens towards the end of the year, around the holidays. I'm not a fan of this time of year, because people do things, because they take drastic measures because of their situation, and they don't realize that what they're doing is causing a domino effect. Because what's happening is, people know that this time of year people go out there and they do all kind of things. They stealing, they robbing, because of these holidays, these human made holidays. And remember, we are souls and spirits living this, experiencing, not living it. We're experiencing this human world, this human life. And some of the things that we are experiencing is something that we don't have to experience. It's just something that the soul and the spirit in us wants us to experience. And it's not always good. Pay attention. Understand what's happening. Don't get into no arguments with anybody if you're traveling. Keep your eyes on the swivel. Keep your head on the swivel. Don't get into any road rage. If somebody want to get in front of you and cut you off, slow down. Let them go about their business. Hey, it's your world. Go ahead and go. Don't get into any altercations with anybody in public. If you're out and someone, you know, tries to harass you or say something to you or accuse you or follow you around the store. If someone is following you around the store and you know they're following you around the store, just know you're being provoked. So if they try to follow you around the store, just turn and walk towards them and go the other way. Go the other way. Don't keep trying to walk away to see if they're following you. You know they're following you. And don't turn around and ask them, are you following me? Because that is the trigger. That's what they want you to do. So just when you realize they're following you, stop, turn around, and go the opposite direction. Look them in the eye as you're turning around and going in the opposite direction and give them a smile and keep walking. Now, as long as they don't touch you, that's fine. But they can follow you. She could turn around or he could turn around. But don't get into it. It's not worth it. Not right now. It isn't. The hole is closing to complete this year. So don't get involved. Don't waste your energy on it. Don't waste your frequency level on it. And keep your vibrational level where it needs to be. And you will know when someone is trying to test your vibes and your vibration. You'll know. You'll know if they're trying to turn your frequency level up. Don't let them do it. Because that's what they want. We have to work on trying to create what we call, or what I call rather, a frequency repellent or a vibrational repellent, you know, or a mood repellent. So that way when we're around these people or when we're around these other souls and spirits that's in these human suits, we'll know how to deal with them. It's like a field force that we put around us so that we could avoid even dealing with these people. That's something I'm going to have to continue to research on. Even if we practice it mentally, it's something that we could do. So I really didn't have a topic today. I just wanted to come on and do a conversation. I don't even know if it's a story time, but it's not a story time because I'm not really telling a story. I'm just giving you guys some motivation in a conversation to let you guys understand what is going on. It's more like a speaking panel. I'll come up with something for it and I'll do this, but I can't say this is something I'm going to do all the time on a regular basis. I'm going to do it when it's heavy on my heart. So that's what I'm going to call it. Heavy on my heart. And it's something that I need to come on and express and let you guys know. First and foremost, I want to thank you all for tuning in and joining me on the podcast here at Talk About It. Let's talk about it, because I notice I've been leaving off the Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. But it's Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison podcast. And I do appreciate the plays that I have been getting here on Spotify for podcasters. I appreciate all of the support. And I have done an insight to see and to learn who is my audience. And I'm very surprised and shocked that my audience is the ages of 25 to 35. And then it goes from 35 till about maybe 50, which is my age group. And I know a lot of my age group, we're not really on social media or on these platforms like this. And that's the whole point of me doing this, because I want to bring my age group into the podcast so they can hear what's going on other than the mess that they hear on the news. So again, thank you. I do appreciate you all tuning in and joining me and supporting me. And again, pay attention. Keep your eyes on the swivel. Keep your heads on the swivel. So until the next show, you'll hear me then here on Let's Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. You all have a sunny day.